Warning, do not listen to this podcast if hearing about freedom and liberty is not legal for you in your community. And if so, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
Welcome to the Freedom Fiends Podcast, a weekly web lab where Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati cover the punk rockinist, hip-hopinist current events, as well as timeless universal truths about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because there's no such thing as half free. The Freedom Fiends Podcast, available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends is proudly syndicated by Alterati.com and the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
Welcome to the Vaporsmith's Freedom Hour with Freedom Fiends, Michael W. Dean.
Broadcasting from my windowless bunker. This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and it is Monday night, July 2nd. Talked to Nima today. He has arrived safely in Texas, busy unpacking, things like that, seeing family. So I don't know when our next Freedom Fiend is going to come up. Might be tomorrow, might be Friday, something like that. We'll see. Definitely Sunday. He'll be on the Sunday show. So I'm putting up a short episode today. It's the discussion, or as Ian Freeman put it, the spat I had with Mark Stevens today on Free Talk Live Radio. I edited it. I cut out the ads and the intros and the outros and the hour before where they were talking about the weather, you know, the weather disasters, and the hour after where they were talking about unrelated things. But it's got the whole talk, not a word cut out from me or Mark. Everything's in there. After that, there's a little bit of the host commenting. I want to make it clear that when I end talking, the last of me and Mark talking, where he gets in the last word, when I say, I'm done with this, man, I wasn't saying this interview is over. I was prepared to go on for the whole show. I was saying, I don't want to do it after this show, which I don't, and my office now considers this a closed matter. But people keep clamoring, say, where can I hear it? Where can I hear it? And I just figured I'd put it up on the Fiends. It'd be easier. So here it is. And the Fiends will soon have a new episode. And the Ian said that he was ending the show anyway. He didn't end it because I said, I'm leaving. All right, take care, y'all, Fiends.
There's been a bit of a talk show spat. We'll talk about it coming up. Hour 2's next. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line coming up. We have to do something a little different on the show here tonight. In fact, I don't think we've ever done anything quite like this before. I don't think we're going to be mediating this, but there's been a bit of a spat, for lack of a better term, between
a kerfuffle,
between a couple of talk show hosts who I both respect and I you know, have a lot of admiration for and appreciation for. And longtime listeners of the show have heard both of these gentlemen on our airwaves at various different times. One of the two is Michael Dean with Freedom Fiends, and also the guy who created Guns and Weed, which is a fantastic documentary.
Talk show host, movie maker,
yeah.
Author.
And then also we've got Michael. So Michael Dean is here from freedomfiends.com. And we also have Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, who is a talk show host and also an author and somebody who also makes videos online as well. And I want to make sure that all the technical sides of things are working. Gentlemen, can you hear us?
Hello, hello, Michael Dean.
Yes. Well, thanks for having me on the show. I can hear everyone fine.
Well, fantastic. Excellent. And Mark, if you could lean in as close to your mic as possible, because Michael is a little bit louder than you are. But we're doing things a little differently here. We don't have you on the phones like we certainly could have done. You're connected via a much higher quality connection method, because you guys are fellow talk show hosts and you have the ability to do that sort of thing. So welcome aboard. And I have to apologize, because I was supposed to have you on at the beginning of the show and I totally spaced it. So I appreciate you guys being patient enough to sit here and like wait through the first hour where we've been talking about all these disastrous things. And I know you both are supporters of the voluntary society and the idea of humans interacting peacefully with one another to achieve more freedom in our lifetime, which means we hopefully should have an open market and things like utility services. And any comments on what we were talking about in the first hour, since you had to sit there and listen to the entire thing?
We couldn't hear the feed.
Oh, really?
I was listening on the feed.
I couldn't.
Well, I was listening on another computer, but okay. I don't know. I'm in Wyoming. We have a forest fire about 60 miles away from me. The wind has shifted. It's better today. But for the last 2 days, I was like having asthma and it was hard to breathe. And the cats were sick and, you know, birds were falling out of the sky. It was not good.
Well, thank goodness you had the government there to take care of that forest fire. I'm sure they're doing a crack job of cleaning that one up.
I don't know.
So, there was a bit of a controversy, I guess, between the two of you guys last week, and Michael, you know, you kind of started it, so I don't know if you want to start off here tonight with something you might want to kind of, I guess, bring our listeners up to speed with what was going on and what you have to say.
I've heard Mark's show before. I listen to LRN just kind of in the background or in the foreground when I'm working. You know, it's kind of like my
LRN.fm. That's the little radio network that I program. Is kind of a fun thing.
I call it NPR for anarchists because I keep it on the background the same way that, you know, liberals keep NPR on. So I've heard Mark's show. I've seen his video at Porkfest. The other day I listened to a show that he did with my friend Jillian, who was arrested for multiple drug felonies in Texas on her way to Porkfest.
Right. We talked to Jillian on our show too.
Yep. And Mark was giving her legal advice that I thought was really dangerous. And I got really upset about it. And wrote an open letter to him. I probably should have gone to him first, but I did it. Just put it out there. And I want to apologize to Mark. We got into a bit of a spat on his blog, on his reply. And I said some really not nice things. And I apologize for that. And I do believe that Mark has a good heart and wants to help people.
Well, let's talk about that, because I don't take that you're genuine at all. Because what you said in the email to me is that you apologize for the tone of your personal attacks. You didn't apologize for the content, Mike. So let's discuss the issues here, because you've already started out mischaracterizing what I did. And so I want to examine the issue. Sorry?
I was going to say, Mark, what do you do? How is it mischaracterized? Can you clear that up?
Yeah, he said I was giving her advice.
And do you practice law?
I don't practice law, and you know that.
Do you give legal advice?
No, I don't. As to clients, and let me ask you, why did you not call me? Why didn't you pick up the phone and call, at least as a fellow host on LRN, why didn't you call me first?
I don't know.
Really? So you were lying when you said that you didn't call when you were on Free Talk Live last week when you told when Mark called?
Yeah, it was because I wanted it to be out there.
You
but,
wanted
you know,
to be out there, so you lied on Free Talk Live?
No, I didn't lie on Free Talk Live. I don't know.
You said that you didn't pick up the phone and call me because you didn't think I would respond to logic, and then you compared me to a rabid dog.
That's what I severely apologize for.
Let me finish. You didn't call me a rabid dog. You compared me to one, which is the same literary device that I did with you. I didn't say, and you lied on Free Talk Live and said that I said you work for the FBI. I was comparing you. Three times I compared you to the IRS agent because of your communication style. And because you're on the same network as me and you made an unprovoked, baseless attack against me because of that type of communication, I compared you to a Comptel Pro agent. So I didn't accuse you of doing that. You like to twist things and mischaracterize what I said.
All right, hang on a second, Jen.
Can I jump in here real quick? Mark, here's one thing I wonder about this is when you say that you don't give legal advice, your show is called Adventures in Legal Land, and you know, people call in.
It's called the No State Project.
I'm sorry, the No State Project.
The book is Adventures in Legal Land. And it's a great book.
And people call in. Yeah, I've read it actually three times through, and I don't know how many books I've read that many times through. Very few. So when people call into your show and they tell you about things that are going on in their cases and you, I mean, I don't have another term besides advice for what goes on there. I understand that the term legal advice is a loaded term, and a legal advice can only be given by a lawyer, and generally they won't do that for free. So what, I mean, let's try to characterize as honestly as possible what goes on your program.
Well, what I do is I talk about strategies and I talk about a model that I have used to uncover the truth, okay? And I always give and tell people, and I told Jillian this, and anyone who's heard the interview knows, especially if you've heard the off-air commentary that, or comments that we had that Calvin includes on the podcast that you don't hear live, but I still told her on the air. I'm not telling you what you should do, what you can or cannot do. I'm giving you information, and you can, and I tell everybody this. You can you don't take my word for it. Everyone knows the line, guys. It's a tired line. I'm a schmuck from Long Island. I could be a pathological liar. Do not take my word for anything. I'm not a leader. I'm not a guru. Verify everything for yourself and make a more informed decision for yourself. So to say that I'm telling people, go out and do this, that's wrong. I will admit that I do what would be considered the unauthorized practice of law when I talk about nonviolent noncompliance with the tax code. And I tell people that if you want to get to a voluntary society, that has to include the non-cooperation with the tax code. So if Mike wants to attack me for that, let him do it. But not for what I'm doing with clients on a day-to-day basis and not for what I do on the show. I always tell everyone, investigate and verify for yourself everything I say.
Now, before Michael jumps in here on that, because I've heard you say those things. Like, you know, I program the network, so I've listened to your show often enough. I've listened to both of your shows often enough to hear you say those things, Mark. And I've heard you give disclaimers before, and I've certainly heard you say that you're not a lawyer, and nor would you want to be a lawyer. And so I've heard all these things. But what Michael was saying was that the concern is that somebody who tunes in for a 10-minute period, for instance, or 15 minutes in their car when they're going somewhere, they happen to hear the show on the radio, for instance, that they may not necessarily catch those disclaimers, and I guess there's some level of concern as to whether or not that's going to put people at risk for following bad, you know, suggestions that they might not totally understand or have had time to really verify.
Well, I give plenty of details on the show, and I go through it pretty much every single show, and that people I have not wanted to do that, but people have told me no. You have to keep doing the show as if someone is just tuning in for the first time, and you have to keep repeating it because I'm right. Hearing it every day, 6 days a week. And I'm not – so somebody pointed out years ago that I should be – and so I do repeat that. I do tell people. But if someone's going to take a two-minute segment of my radio show and then just go into court on their own without –
what can you really
that's
do?
That's their problem. There's nothing, you can put disclaimers on every 5 minutes and they can still miss it.
I think you make a good point there. And so we can come back with here a little bit more. By the way, Mark's website, markstevens.net, rather. That's M-A-R-C, markstevens.net. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can also dial in with a question if you have one for our special guests here this evening. It's also unusual that we'll have more than one guest on at a time on Free Talk Live. But because we've got them connected via a higher quality internet-based connection, it makes it a little bit easier to handle having more voices, I think, on the air here. And so we've got Michael W. Dean from Freedom Fiends, and that's freedomfiends.com, also the director of Guns and Weed, which is a spectacular documentary. Highly recommend you watch it, and I believe it is available for free online. In addition, we also have Mark Stevens here, who is the author of Adventures in Legal Land, and I believe a book that is yet to be released. Hopefully we'll hear more about that in the future. And markstevens.net is his site, M-A-R-C. That's markstevens.net. Now, they're both hosts on a little internet network that I put together called lrn.fm. And they host their own shows, and they completely were separate from one another. And I don't think Mark had known about Michael, because not everybody knows who everybody else is that's on a radio network necessarily. And but Michael had heard some of Mark's programs, and I guess he was listening via whatever his preferred appliance is. But as we bring back our special guests here who are on the line, connected via the internet magic of a program called Mumble, which I highly recommend for people that want to communicate in high quality. Guys, there's been a bit of a conflict between the two of you. I always find it sad when people I respect don't get along, when they don't, you know, when they're at odds with one another. It's frustrating for me because, you know, I find myself in the middle of a situation which I didn't want to deal with. You know, I'd rather be doing other things than mediating a dispute between talk show hosts.
There are so few of us in the Liberty Movement. You know, it'd be really nice if we could get along and work together more.
Yeah, for sure. And
then again, I don't do very well with my business partner either. So.
But, well, and not everybody can get along, and the Liberty Movement is so large that it's inevitable that not everybody is going to get along. But nonetheless, we did start out with Michael Dean. You issued an apology, but it didn't sound like it was the apology, Mark, that you were looking for. I don't know who wants to jump in here, but it's a frustrating situation. I don't know what to quite do about it. The basically, for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, Mark Stevens, you do essentially a show where you assess people's situations in legal land, this crazy court system that we have here, and you give some interesting suggestions that can result in, as you said, the truth being uncovered in the courtroom, which means that a lot of cases the judge will be backed into a corner by some of your questions, and whatever answer the judge gives ends up making him look like a thug or somebody that's up there trying to cover for violence. And that got you concerned, Michael Dean, because you heard somebody that you knew personally on his show, and you were worried that Mark's tactics were going to get her thrown in a jail cell. And I think, you know, it's a legitimate concern. Mark Stevens, how would you answer, you know, the issue of your suggestions possibly leading someone to jail or to prison? What's the possibility there?
Well, I want to get to that. That's a very important issue, and I want to compare that with what happened with Coplock, and I'm not blaming them for what they did. But they, and the callers, as Mike mentioned on his show, the judge already hates her because Coplock called and hassled them. They directly caused her to be put in solitary confinement, but I don't hear Mike's outrage and open letter about that. So there's a huge disconnect between his rage against me, his word, and his being incensed and appalled, as opposed to somebody who actually damaged her. But I'm not going to let him off the hook. He came on your show last Thursday when Mark asked him, why didn't he call me? He said, because I didn't think he could respond to logic. And then he also stated on his blog, he compared me to a rabid dog, and he called me delusional. Now, I want to know why he's given one thing on Free Talk Live and saying tonight, and then saying something different on his blog and on Free Talk Live last Thursday. And I'm not letting you off the hook on this, Mike. Explain why you're saying different things when it comes to why you didn't call me.
Well, yeah, you said you're not letting me off the hook. You wrote me a letter late last night saying this isn't a debate. It's, you know, you almost said it's going to be a fight. And then before
I did not. Mike, I did not. I said it's not a debate. It's to put the facts on the table. So stop.
Well, the facts on the table. Okay, the facts on the table. I've apologized. I said some things after the original letter that I regret. I was really livid. You called me a COINTELPRO, which is basically you said I sound like – more like a COINTELPRO than a Liberty person. COINTELPRO agent is
your lack of evidence. I said your lack. Read it again. Your lack of evidence.
Well, I have evidence. I have evidence. Okay, that's you're focusing on the lack of apology.
What evidence?
I mean, I think the lack of apology.
I'm not focusing on the lack of apology. I'm focusing on your inconsistency, which is this is just one of many. And I let me just say, I was happy to do this on my show, and I waste the time here on Free Talk Live. You didn't want to come on my show, and you wouldn't do it on your show.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I don't want to come on.
I wouldn't do it on somebody else's turf either, frankly.
Well, but Mark was willing to go on Michael's show.
Okay,
as well.
I was only responding to what he had said the first part.
My show and Mark's show. My show has about 2,000 listeners. I'm assuming Mark's is, you know, in that range. How many listeners does Free Talk Live have?
Many more.
It's
yeah. Opposite. That's why I'm here.
I didn't want to have, like Ian mentioned, put this in, and do this on his show. But you did go on Free Talk Live and you did lie. And that's what I want to address. I want to know why you have different statements, conflicting statements, as to why you didn't call me.
I had several reasons why I didn't call you. And I've been really upset about the whole thing. I said some things I didn't mean. You know, if we can spend, you want to spend 2 hours going line by line through that? I think the real issue here
is I don't want to spend that kind of time.
Yeah.
So.
If you make an apology to somebody and they don't accept it, you've done what you can do, and coercing an apology out of somebody, haranguing an apology out of somebody, even if I give an apology that you like, it's not really an apology. It's like, you know, if the state says to somebody, I sentence you to apologize in public to this person, is that really an apology? There's no guns here, but you're trying to harangue me into an apology.
But it didn't sound, Michael, it didn't sound like you were apologizing for the original letter, which was pretty scathing and pretty mean.
I'm not, and that's the point I want to address. I mean, the letter, I basically said, I think it is dangerous for him to offer advice in multiple drug felony cases. So he didn't really hear her facts either. He didn't do much of a pre-interview. He didn't know a lot about it. He didn't know what she was going for. She did not want to grandstand. She wanted to stay out of prison, period.
Yeah, I get that, Mike. And you lied on Free Talk Live. You made it sound – you gave yourself a little bit of cover. You said, I'm not aware of any felony cases he's had. And I emailed you and Ian the link. And I don't know if you read it, but we had Randy in Idaho who had a felony marijuana possession thrown out. Did you listen to the call?
No.
Yeah, so I send you the evidence and you dismiss it out of hand because a clock is right twice a day, right?
We'll come back with more here in a moment. 855-450-4. And as we found out here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, when you get enough people together that love freedom, they don't all get along. And this can be something that turns folks off when they are aware of some of the drama that can bubble up as a result of human beings having personalities that just don't necessarily gel with one another. And I find it frustrating because I'm somebody that I like a lot of people and I want everybody to get along. And it's frustrating when people that I like can't get along or don't or refuse to get along with one another. And it's just a fact of life. To the people that say, oh, well, you guys, I'm not going to the Free State Project because there's drama. Well, first of all, there's not really that much drama. There's just certain people that don't get along, and sometimes it blows up on Facebook. And that's just how things are when you put a group of people together that have come together for the sole purpose of working together to achieve liberty. Not everybody agrees with one another on every single issue, on lifestyle choices, for instance, or religion, or whatever the differences might be between those folks. But gosh darn it, they're still the best folks and some of the nicest people and the best activists I've ever come across.
The New Hampshire's success speaks for itself. If somebody wants reasons not to come to New Hampshire, I can give them a dozen of them.
It's cold.
There's all kinds of reasons not to come to New Hampshire.
Right. So, it's just another excuse for somebody that doesn't want to put the effort into achieving liberty in your lifetime. Hey, look, if you want your little Ron Paul meetup group to grow past several hundred people that are interacting on a regular basis, guess what? Not all of them are going to be able to agree either. You're probably going to have drama happen there. And now it's happened on my little internet network, which I use to encourage people to start their own radio stations by doing micro community pirate radio, whatever you want to call it. Give them something to put on there. LRN.fm is where you can go to check that out. But a couple of the hosts that we have been in a bit of a tiff recently due to some miscommunication or poor communication, because I think what we're hearing thus far, Michael W. Dean from freedomfiends.com and Mark Stevens from markstevens.net, that's Mark with a C, stevens.net, are here. And Michael, you had apologized for saying some nasty things to Mark earlier, but you didn't apologize for the original letter, which I think was really kind of what set off the whole situation. You did apologize for not coming to Mark personally off the air and off the blogs and talking to him first. So there's definitely been some eating of some crow, which I think is helpful in this case. But I don't know if anything's going to be solved by this conversation tonight.
I think this is going to end up like the Heller decision, where the NRA thought it was a victory because there's an individual right to bear arms, and the Brady campaign thought it was a victory because there were limitations on it. They both took it their own way. I'm on here in good faith, but I think that's how it's going to end up, regardless, with Mark and I, and with people who like him and like me, and people who. Like me, who thinks sometimes there's value to hiring an attorney. And Mark, do you think there's ever a reason to hire a practicing bar, in the bar attorney?
Yeah, no, if you made a call to me, Mike, you would have known that. I work with an attorney and I work with a CPA, but you didn't bother to exercise any good faith whatsoever and give me a call. So don't talk to me about good faith. If you want to exercise good faith, just answer the question and don't get into platitudes. Answer the question. Why didn't you call me?
I don't know, man. I did. One thing
Come
I said
on,
was...
Come on, you like the drama. Okay. That's the answer,
all
right, Michael W. Dean?
A reason is I wanted the open letter out there, so when people search Mark's name, they'll have this other opinion. I have a question for Mark.
Oh,
Mark,
really? Really?
Mark, do you make promises
really?
About
no, Mike,
performance?
Mike, let's get back to this. Why did... Now, you admitted...
Mark's steering
that the
me away. I will say Mark is steering me away from being able to address anything about my original thing of his legal... advice and whether it's good or not and why I think
well,
it's bad.
Okay,
I didn't
to be
give
fair,
advice. We've already addressed
to,
that.
To be fair, we did address that. But also, Mark, you did ask him a question. So I guess fair, Michael, for you to ask Mark a question at this point.
My turn?
Yeah, go ahead and ask a question.
Okay. Mark, do you make promises of performance? Do you ever tell someone, if you do this in court, this will happen?
Yes, but I do not give a guarantee of success or that they'll win at all. I always tell people it's damage control, so you may be able to get a witness impeached, but that doesn't mean that there's going to be any success. And
okay, I have a short clip of you making a promise to somebody. I'd like to play it.
So I think what you're looking for is a change of venue.
Yeah.
And so a motion to change the venue, it will get it removed from there.
You're suggesting to Jillian to get a change of venue, to apply for a change of venue, and you
said
it will get it moved from.
It's because the judge hates her.
But you said it will get it removed from there. You didn't say it might help. There's no way to guarantee that. You guaranteed that.
Well,
I did not guarantee that. No, that's not a guarantee.
Well, first of all, hold on, Michael. I mean, as a talk show host, you know that when you know your break's coming up, the music's playing, you don't always necessarily get every single word in that you might otherwise get in had you had the chance to construct something or a sentence in advance. Well,
but Mark's whole thing with me.
To be fair, when you put a change of venue in, you should get the change of venue, but that doesn't always happen, right?
And like, Mark argues with judges and with me over the meaning, the exact meaning of words. So I'm arguing with him over the exact meaning of those words.
You're taking that out of context again. I don't say what's the exact meaning of the word. When I talk about with John Webb, I said, what do you factually mean by the word state, or what is the state factually? So there's a difference, and if you don't understand that, Mike, I can't help you.
So do you think Jillian should have? Do you think Jillian should have
asked the question, okay. Now, Mike?
All right.
Now, why didn't you express this outrage to the people who actually caused Jillian damage by having her put in solitary confinement? Where's the public outrage towards
them? I did. Yesterday,
really?
On Freedom Fiends. Yeah, on Freedom Fiends yesterday, I said that I thought CopLock should only do that for people that are members of CopLock and understand it's going to happen.
So why didn't you do get on Free Talk Live and say how incensed you were and how outraged you were and start impugning their integrity and their motives?
I think that what you did was more dangerous. I think she's powerless over that. You know, she has no control over someone calling in. But you contacted her. I know someone put you in touch with her, but you contacted her and said, I can help you with your court stuff. And you got her on the show. You told her to represent herself, stand up and ask the judge, who are you working for? And when the judge says, you know, the state or whatever, say, do you think I can get a fair trial? I talked to several attorneys. What did you say?
I was giving her examples of what could be done and what has been done. I didn't say you have to do this or you should do this. And I told her that she could make up her own mind. And when I said in my response to you about the appeal to the authority, you always leave the last half off. You called an attorney, but you didn't present any facts, and neither did the attorney present any facts. That is an appeal to an authority when you just get an opinion, but you don't present it based on facts.
Well, so what you're referencing there, Mark, is that Michael Dean contacted a self-proclaimed anarchist attorney, and the attorney said that this was really dangerous, what the information was that you were giving to Jillian, and that's one of the things that probably got Michael even more incensed, was because he took the attorney's word at face value that it was more dangerous.
Right. But he had no evidence of that. This was just an opinion of an attorney.
I talked to two other attorneys also, but they don't want to go on record.
It's just still their opinion. What facts do they have that they can say that in every instance this is going to happen, that they know the circumstances, and they know for sure it's going to happen? It's their opinion, right?
You know what I'd like to see happen here?
Multiple drug felonies.
I'd like to see Mark Stevens watch Guns and Weed and Michael W. Dean read Adventures in Legal Land. I think that would make.
I tried to order it. It's out of print on Amazon.
What's available on my website, and that's you're still not. I gave you an archive, a link of my archive that has Randy from Idaho, who got on his own without a lawyer. At a prelim, got a felony marijuana possession charge thrown out. And you didn't take the time to listen to it. Why don't you tell everybody why, when I give you the evidence, you dismiss it? You don't even consider it.
Well, have you gotten felonies dismissed in Texas?
That's not the point. You said
it
you
is
got
the
on
point.
Free Talk Live. You got on Free Talk Live and said, I've never gotten a felony complaint thrown out. Would you stop it?
All right, boys. Well, you know, I don't think, like I said, I didn't think anything was really going to come out of this, but ultimately,
there's
I hope,
no good faith on my part.
I hope our listeners will tune in to both of you, and I hope that you guys can maybe continue to hash this out on the blog.
I'm not continuing, man. I'm done.
And MarkStevens.net.
Yeah, you don't have any facts.
MarkStevens.net. More coming up with Free Talk Live in moments. And want to help support Free Talk Live and LRN.FM, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, because the LRN.FM is a great way to get other liberty-oriented talk shows out there into other people's ears. Because you know what? Free Talk Live isn't right for everybody. And neither is Michael Dean with Freedom Fiends, and neither is Mark Stevens with his show No State Project. You know, there's different flavors for different folks. Not everybody's going to gel with this program, so that's one of the things I wanted to do with LRN.FM was bring other liberty-minded talk show hosts together into the same place the same audio location, the same website, and kind of cross-pollinate listeners between the different shows. What was an unusual interview on Free Talk Live? Normally, when we've got somebody on the show, it's usually a really friendly interview, and you know, we're asking. You know, sometimes we'll ask some tough questions of some people. It depends on the interview. I mean, we've had different ones over the years, but generally we have people we like on the air. But it's rare that the people we like don't like each other. And that's what we just spent the last portion of this hour doing, is having a couple of talk show hosts on from LRN.FM that have had a disagreement. And I didn't really think that there was going to be a group hug on the air as a result of having these guys on. Because, one, all of the participants, the two guys in the question, don't live together. You know, they don't live in the same area. They're not going to actually encounter either person on any sort of human basis. So there's that disconnect of we're not in the actual same room trying to mediate a situation. There's number two, they're talk show hosts, which means that you got to have a bit of an ego, I think, to some extent, to get in behind a microphone.
How big's your ego?
How would you compare egos, Mark? I would say smaller than yours. How about that? Or isn't that a big ego statement to make a statement like that?
I'd say you're probably right.
So you got the ego factor, and of course, who wants to be wrong? I mean, then there's the natural human tendency of not wanting to be wrong.
Articulate people able to defend their positions, attempting not to be wrong about some issue or another. I think that there's valid critique on both sides. I don't like the open letter concept. I wish that Michael W. Dean had gone to Mark Stevens first. I can understand where he's coming from when he says that he'd like people to hear another side when they Google Mark Stevens on the internet, though. Mm-hmm. I think that that's fair. Mark Stevens doesn't give it legal advice, but he is good at delivering his assessments? I don't know what terminology.
I would call them suggestions. I mean, he basically says, this is what I would do.
And
that's not legal advice.
You know, I think that these things may work in certain circumstances. I would be very, very, very reticent to use them in circumstances like a felony case where there's a lot on the line. Now, he claims it worked with a guy, the felony case, but I've got to say, for my personal circumstances, it would be I've watched you attempt to use these. I've attempted to use them, and the judges shut you down all over the place.
But what I said about Mark Stevens, and I told him this on the phone personally the other day, was that it's never worked for me. That doesn't mean it doesn't work for other people, but what it has worked for is what he intends it to work for, and that is to show the ridiculousness of the system.
Agreed.
And the contradictory factors of one thing. They say one thing about a fair trial, but then on the other hand, you can get them to admit that they all work for the same
side. You had during your case using this method, and by the way, you did not appeal it, and I think this was Mark Stevens handed you an appellate opportunity on a
That's
on
one
a
of the things
power.
Mark Stevens does recommend is that you appeal.
But the judge said in your case that he represented the state. Now, the guy that represents the state is sitting to your left in this circumstance, or right, maybe. The prosecutor. And so if the prosecutor represents the state and the judge represents the state, how in the world? I mean, if the batter is on the side of the Boston Red Sox and the umpire is on the side of the Boston Red Sox, but you work for the Expos, how are you going to get a fair call on your pitch?
Exactly. And so I think those are the questions that Mark Stevens will ask in a courtroom, and you'll get ridiculous answers and you'll get these guys to
admit. Very tough questions. Yeah. However, I share Michael Dean's concern about Texas courtrooms and,
right.
A girl who perhaps is a young woman who is perhaps not interested in doing activism, but is interested in having as little trouble as possible. Maybe it's the right thing for her. Maybe it's not.
There's that chance. And, if you've read Mark's book, Adventures in Legal Land, he'll say, look, this could really upset a judge. These questions could
going to upset
result
a judge.
could result in you still being convicted. But at the very least, you're showing the audience, if there is one in the courtroom, you're showing them how this whole court system is a huge sham. And the idea that it's fair in some way is absolutely ludicrous. and he's got – it's a brilliant system. It's a great activist system. And, Mark, I know that Michael was suggesting that maybe this should just be something that is said before each segment of his show. Like, you know, follow Mark's suggestions if you want to be an activist in court, you know, because there is still that risk.
I wouldn't let involved. Somebody with whom I am in a disagreement with write my the intro to my show. But I think that a disclaimer isn't something, you know, too far out of line.
No, I don't either. But I think that the point being that when you're in there, you are being an activist by doing these things. You could go the typical route, lawyer up, take a plea deal, and make this go away. And maybe that's what Jillian from Stateless Sweets, who this is all kind of this controversy has been about, who was arrested for possession of hashish and marijuana on her way to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, maybe that's what she wants. But it doesn't hurt to have other options placed in front of you. And I agree with Mark Stevens on his point that, look, she's a big girl. She can make a decision for herself as to what sort of legal strategy she wants to.
Here's the first strategy. If you're going to travel with marijuana, if you're going someplace, make it joints so you can eat them.
Oh, God. I said that once. I got stopped with marijuana in Virginia once. And we said, oh, we got joints. We're just going to eat it. And you just can't eat
good luck
it that
eating
fast.
That. Yeah, right.
You can't. I mean. And so
if you had a joint, you maybe could,
one
if
joint.
You had a water to chase it down with, you could probably
do
it.
Maybe one.
But it was like there was three of us and we're just trying it, and then eventually like they're coming to the car, so you stuff it down somewhere, and then you're screwed by then because they see you jumping around like an idiot, you know. So
nom.
You've got
apparently
green
that doesn't work
in your teeth.
Apparently that doesn't work. I get what you're saying. This isn't my particular issue. So I when it comes down to it,
what's your issue? The courtroom
marijuana. Thing? I do not travel. I wouldn't travel with marijuana in the. You know what? What? I certainly. She drove up on a.
I would recommend ladies putting it in your pants before. Like, if you can, you know?
Yeah. Like, the dog alerted on the car and, you know,
At that point in time, they have the right to search the car. You get out, they're going to pat you down,
right.
But are they going to dig around in your
junk?
No,
yeah.
They're not.
Probably not.
So, if you could safely tuck it in there somewhere.
The dog starts sniffing in your junk, then it might be an issue.
Doesn't seem very likely that that's going to happen. So there you go. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's just a bummer, you know, when people can't get along. It's frustrating.
It's life.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, and that's how life goes. People just don't always.
I think there's value in adversarial conflicts at times. People can come to conclusions, learn things through them, and that's that. There are 6 billion people on the planet. You don't have to like them all.
But ultimately, I think this really comes down to buyer beware. I mean, Mark, yeah, you're right. Don't travel with pot, but plenty of people do because they like pot and they're going to travel with it. But buyer beware when it comes to legal issues. I think that people need to assess what they're being told, whether it's coming from a lawyer or it's coming from Mark Stevens or it's coming from their buddy. They need to look at that and look at different options. Get different opinions from attorneys because opinions differ between attorneys wildly in some cases.
There was the Stacey Litz case, which was the supposed libertarian girl who ratted out some people when she got caught with marijuana. And according to her, which I find this really hard to believe, her lawyer told her that the only way out was to rat people out.
Mm. Yeah, that's nonsense.
So that's when it's time to get a second.
An attorney would say that. I mean, the attorney's there to represent the client, and therefore, if he feels he or she can get the best case through, the client turning state's evidence, then that's what the lawyer's going to recommend.
Toll freedom, but this
I would get another lawyer.
Yeah, this is not a liberty-minded attorney. You would think that somebody who is liberty-minded in the first place, as Stacey Litz was in this case, she's talking about. She's like a big-time liberty activist.
I would think that their parents would buy the attorney, and you'd go with whichever one your parents bought.
That she would know that was really bad advice, and that was going to result in her being a pariah. More coming up. 855.